many, many months ago.
And she's got a vision not only for Iowa, she's got a vision for the country. Because, you know, this is the reality of it. What happens here in Iowa and what you Polk County Democrats do will not only affect this county and this beautiful state, it will affect our nation.
Yeah.
What you are doing here will be a statement about who we are as Americans. And there is so much on the line, and electing Deirdre DeGeer will be a statement about who we are. Important elections of our lifetimes.
Yeah.
And we have got to this moment with this momentum because of the work that each of you have put into fighting for the best of who we are as a country. And that's what's at stake, fighting for the best of who we are. You know, I've been talking with folks all day, and you know, this is how I think about this moment. This is an inflection moment in the history of our country. This is an inflection moment. This is a pivotal moment. I think of this as being a moment in time, similar to the moment in time when my parents met when they were graduate students at the University of California, Berkeley in the 1960s and active in the civil rights movement. This is a similar moment in time. This is a time that is requiring each of us individually and all of us collectively to look in the mirror and ask this question, who are we? And I believe, Polk County Democrats, I believe part of the answer to that question is, we are better than this. And fight we will. And you know, here's how I think about it. Anything that's worth fighting for is a fight worth having. Yeah. Anything worth fighting for is a fight worth having. Yeah. And so that's what we're in. That's what we're in. It's worth fighting for. There are so many issues that are at play. The stakes are so high. I don't have to tell folks here, when we look at people who are privatizing Medicaid, we know the stakes are high. We know elections matter. Because, you know, hey, don't hate the player at the game. The reality is elections matter. And if we don't vote, right? If we don't get out there, we cannot put in place the people who will make the decisions that are in the best interest of all of us. Elections matter. And the reality of it is that what we know right now is we are at a moment in time where we have the power. The people have the power to make the decisions. And so on a pivotal issue, when the stakes are so high like healthcare, here's what we say. You're not going to vote for our healthcare and healthcare for everybody? We're going to vote you out of office. Yeah. Understanding that There is good reason for a lot of folks who are our neighbors, our friends, our family members, our co-workers, to feel the way a lot of folks in our country are feeling now, which is there's a great level of distrust. Distrust in our government, in its leaders and its institutions, and we're going to have to deal with that. We're going to have to deal with that. Understanding that a relationship of trust by its very nature is a reciprocal relationship. You give and you receive trust. And one of the most important ingredients in trust is truth. Yeah. Yeah. That we will speak and everyone will feel lovely. And we will sprinkle lovely dust all over the ground. And everyone will walk away, oh, I feel marvelous, and the day will have been a success. Speaking difficult, uncomfortable truths doesn't necessarily achieve that goal. But the other reality about speaking truth is this. Yes, people may walk away from that conversation saying, you know, I didn't particularly like what I had to hear. But they will also walk away from that conversation knowing it was an honest conversation. Yeah, yeah. So let's speak some truths. Let's speak truth. And y'all are looking at me, okay, Kamala, but you got mine. Okay, let's speak some truths, uncomfortable though they may be. If Charlottesville didn't make it clear, racism, homophobia, anti-Semitism, sexism are real in this country. Let's speak those truths so we can deal with them. That in this country right now, this economy is not working for working people. Oh, we can speak, especially at this moment in time, where there are such powerful voices that are trying to sow hate and division among us.
That's right.
One of the most important truths we can speak is the vast majority of us as Americans have so much more in common than us. Yeah. Let's speak that truth. Yeah. Children or our parents. For so many Americans, can I get a job, keep a job, pay the bills by the end of the month, retire with dignity? For our students, can I pay off those student loans? Yeah. The vast majority of us have so much more in common than what separates us. And as we move through these next 15 days, let us own that. Let us hold on to that. Let us understand we are all in this together. And let's also understand that, again, elections matter. And there may be powerful forces out there sowing hate and division among us, trying. But we're going to take back the power. We understand what's not working, and yes, we can point out some problems. And we're going to talk about that, and we're going to speak these truths. And it's an interesting thing. Sometimes when we are critical of what's not working, we find that there are others who would suggest that that invites a question about one's love of country. Well, I reject that notion.
Yeah.
In fact, I say there are two definitions of what it means to be a patriot. One, the definition that suggests that to be a patriot means you condone the conduct of your country. You condone the conduct of your country, whatever it does. And then there is the kind of patriot I believe us all to be. The kind that will fight each and every day for the ideals of our country. We stood up, we stood up, we met us, we shouted, we are all in this together. And so let's get out there for these next 15 days and put everything we've got into this. Let's not wake up in 16 days and have any regrets. There is too much on the line. We are better than this, and we are all in this together. And actually, I want to also mention, just as an aside, the thing about early voting. So, but that's a really big deal. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, some of us, you know, we remember, and all of us should remember the history. You know, we have good aspects of our history and not good aspects of our history. One is that aspect of our history that denied folks the right to vote, African Americans and women. And so many of us, honoring that fight and understanding how precious it is to have this right to vote, we have ceremonies about voting. And we go to the polls on election day, and we bring our kids and take selfies, and we do all of that. Well, let me just remind everybody, vote Democrats. We can honor the ancestors by voting early.